Blog Talk Radio.
So people have been asking me for like 2 days whether or not I was nervous, and I'm actually nervous now. But hey, this is Camille, DMV Vixen. Welcome to my show, Sex Talk No Chaser, hosted live Thursdays from 10 p.m. to 11 p.m. So my boy Sonny wasn't available, so I had to walk down 14th Street, y'all know the whole show, and pick up another pimp. So give me just a minute and we'll get him online. Enjoy the first song. It's my boy Geronimo Jones right here in D.C. She bought the dollars.
Fuck a damn piece. I need a dollar hoe. Waist like some red and ass like J-Lo.
She bought some dollars, she bought some dollars.
Yeah, she gotta be, huh?
I'm about some dollars, red and dollars.
Yeah, you gotta be, huh? Fuck a damn piece. I need a dollar hoe. Waist like some red and ass like J-Lo.
She bought some dollars, she bought some dollars.
Yeah, she gotta be, huh?
I'm about some dollars, red and dollars.
Yeah, you gotta be,
a
huh?
A bad little bride, yeah, about that dollar. She don't
sitting on the cloud. It ain't about sex with us. See, it's all about the bucks and how we gonna stay up. So I say, fuck a damn piece. I need a dollar hoop. Waist like a winner and a ass like J-Lo. Triple stack, then she bring me back more. Yeah, I mean a whole lot of cheese. Shorty lactose intolerant, so she get it all to me. Can I take her nice places from D.C. to Texas, Chicago to Vegas? So I can gamble while she get it. It's a gamble just to get it, but my baby girl's with it. My shorty looks cute, but she ain't for too much. My shorty like a moose, but she all about the bucks. That guacamole and them capers, she all about the paper. I made her at Staples. Heard I get low like a motherfucker. Shorty need some ice, cause she slow like a motherfucker. We went to eat our way again, again. She stuck the ice cube. I know it's all about the rhythm, no one ain't fucking down. I need a dollar hoop. Waist like some winning and a ass like J-Lo. Yeah, she gotta be, huh?
Welcome again. This is Camille. Welcome to my show, Sex Talk No Chasers. Tonight's topic is blowjobs. And like I said, I went and found a pimp to discuss blowjobs with us. Hold on just a second. We're going to get Slizzy on the line. All right. Can you hear me? You here?
Yeah, I'm here.
All right. All right. So hello to the people.
Hey, how y'all doing? It's Izzy.
All right, so where you from, Slizzy?
I'm from St. Louis, Missouri. Right now, I'm out D.C.
Y'all D.C.
I'm
over, what?
I'm out here touring the city. I like to do my vacation around this time. Fuck the summer and spring. I like this time. Because this is when the hoes be out for real. All
right, so how many girls do you have?
About 20, 30. Shit, too many to keep a track of, I tell you.
How long have you been doing this?
About 8 years.
Okay, so I figured it would be good to have a pimp on this show because, you know, y'all have to test the product or whatever. So we're going to talk about testing the products and what is a good and what is not a good blowjob. We're going to talk no hands, no teeth, swab it, all that. You got me? You ready?
Oh, yeah, I got you.
You going to make it through the show with me?
Let's see. We're going to make it through the show. We're going to make it through the show. You on my topic.
All right, so I got questions from the people, my Facebook family, my Facebook friends during the week. One of the questions was, okay, the best way to make a woman come, with the exception of giving her a blowjob. You have ideas on that?
Shit, if he don't know how to work the meat whistle, he don't know how to work the meat whistle. Shit, he got to know how to dick it right. He got to know what corners to hit. Shit, why do you know, shit, why they say the dick helmet? He got to know how to use the helmet. That's how you got to do it.
All right, so let me throw in some real information here. Of course, you know, I'm DC sex queen. I make sure DC says sexually educated. Other ways of helping your woman bust besides giving her head is if you properly play with her nipples while you guys are having sex, she could possibly have a multi-orgasmic experience, but you have to make sure you're playing with the nipples right. You got me?
I got you. I got you. But I tell you this, I ain't got no problem making a bride cup. Female, bitch, however the fuck you want to call them. I love them all. But I tell you this, I ain't no ugly ass pimp. I tell you this, I can touch a bride and make her come.
Did you just say touching? I should come
yeah,
and let you touch me.
I can just touch her. I can touch you. Want me to touch you?
No, that's okay. Keep your hands to yourself. All right. So, you know, on Facebook I'll be posting different sex positions. I figure today's sex position should be in honor of this show, you know? It should be in honor of head. So tonight we're discussing head. Why don't you tell us how you like it?
I like it with no hands. The only time I like hands is when I'm on the bus. See, the only time I like hands, I don't want her to touch the motherfucker unless I'm about to come. I tell you, now that's the way I love it. I don't know about the other niggas out here, but that's the way I love it. And I sure don't want to feel no motherfucking teeth. I get to feeling teeth, I tell the bitch to stop. You shit, you fucking up the mojo. Shit. Because if you ain't going to do it right, another bitch going to do it right.
I'm actually a real big fan of hands. I don't see nothing wrong with hands. You have to suck and jerk at the same time. Suck and jerk at the same time.
I don't want them to jerk. I want them to just suck the motherfucker.
I'm
sorry.
Suck it and jerk at the same time is the best way to get it.
Come here. Listen, babe. Only time I want them to jerk my dick is when I'm about to come. That's it. Besides that, I don't want no hands and no teeth. If you can't do that, you don't know how to suck dick.
And slob, you want extra slob, a little bit of slob, no slob, how you like it?
Oh, I just want it wet. You can use
wet,
ice,
huh?
Whatever the fuck you use, just make sure it's wet.
All right, hold on a second. We have another caller. All right, this is call number 2215827. This is somebody calling from Philly. Hi, how are you? Welcome to my show. Hello?
I guess we don't got
Hello?
No caller.
I can hear you now. You don't have a technical difficulties. One episode at a time, you stop getting smart. Hello.
Hey, I want to know if you ever heard of giving head with like some what the hell is that gummy candy called? It's the fruit roll-ups, and you put it over your teeth, and you give head like that, and it's supposed to like make your teeth smooth. Would their pimp be opposed to that?
You got
that again for me. Repeat that again for me, baby. Repeat that again.
So the girl will wrap fruit roll-ups around her teeth so that her
uh-huh.
teeth won't be jagged. It would be smooth.
Well, shit, if that pleases you and pleases me, as long as I don't feel teeth, then it's all good.
You talking
like you done tried the shit before.
I haven't, but I will. I heard about it, and since you just sat here and said you don't like, of course no one likes teeth, but since you said that, it just made me think about it, and so it's something for someone to try.
Yes, it is. Well, when you try it and you like it and then he like it, then you call back and you let me know.
All right, I shall.
Because I'm going to have one of my bitches try that on me.
And also, I'm opposed to no hands because how could you have all of that caulk shoved all the way down your throat without a hand to stop it?
Well,
Thank you. All
in the network. It's all in the network, baby. It's
all
in the network.
any good game, you have to control the ball. It's all ball control.
And plus,
it could be no different.
And plus, the reason that he doesn't want you to teach him is because he knows that you'll help him to come if you use your hands. See, he wants us
exactly.
to be there for an hour, but if I use my hand, I might be down there for 15 minutes.
Exactly. You'll have a comment, Lizzie? Is that why
that's why I'm trying to put a point across. I ain't all man, you know what I'm saying? Every man like it different. I like it with no damn hands. And if you can't do it with no damn hands, I don't want no head. Because when you start using the hand and shit, then you just want to suck on the head and shit. You don't want a deep throat with none of that shit.
Well, if you only use it for sometimes you might not use your hand. It doesn't mean that you have to kick me off.
Well, let's say it like this. If one of my bitches use their hands, I got to be drunk. I tell you that shit now. I ain't saying hands is bad. That's just I don't like hands. You know what I'm saying? And I done had some good ass head. You know what I'm saying? With a bitch ain't using no goddamn hands.
It was hands free.
And once she did that to me, she done turned me out. God damn. Shit. I never went back. Next boy I touched my dick, I said, "Don't touch it. Don't ever touch it. Just suck the motherfucker."
All this no hands talk is queuing up my next song. Of course, it's going to be Waka Flocka, Waka Flocka featuring Wale and Roscoe Dash, No Hands. Enjoy,
okay,
people.
Hold up, Camille. Hold up.
I'm gonna make you mine.
right, we're back. Sex Talk No Chaser with the DMV Vixen live on Philly Shine Radio. Our caller's still here. You still here, Swizzy?
Yes, I'm still here, baby.
All right, I'm just making sure. Now, what were you about to say when I cut you off?
Oh, no, I'm just going to give a shout-out to D.C., Chocolate City. This is my first time here, and I'm just loving it. Beautiful women everywhere. So when this show over, I'm going out. I'll tell you that now.
Well, we're happy you're having such a great time. Yeah, we're happy you're having such a great time. Like I said, I want to make sure that my show educates you. So we're going to bring in some sex talk from the news people. So in a Florida paper, it was posted that swallowing cum helps reduce your chances of breast cancer. What do you think about that, Swizzy?
Is that true?
Well, it was posted in a Florida paper. They said at Atlanta College did a study, and the results of the study was that women who swallow cum were like 40% less likely to catch breast cancer.
Well, damn, they got me there. Maybe I need to give out a little more of that. Shit. I need to start charging. Shit.
You're trying to keep everybody out of the hospital, huh?
Yes.
That is funny as hell. Okay, so we've been talking dick sucking all this time. I think we should switch up. You ready to switch up?
Are you eating enough pussy?
Is pussy on your diet?
I love eating pussy.
See?
I ain't gonna even lie. I love
right,
eating
so
pussy. I tell you tonight, I'm going out tonight. Find me one of these fine motherfuckers out here in D.C. I'm going to put this motherfucker's tongue on him. I tell you,
well,
I guarantee you. Man, what is it, seven days in a week? I give it about six.
And how often do you get head?
Whenever I please. I like getting head every day, though. Some days I don't even want a bitch to touch me. For real. I'm telling
you.
This shit is crazy. St. Louis is just a city of freaks. You know, I'm trying to bring a freak out of the women at night. You got any spots for me to go to tonight?
Here in town. Where the hoes be?
Huh?
You mean here in town with a hoes?
You tell me what a hoes be.
Well, I'm thinking a hoes with you.
Look, I just came in today. Just got my rental caddy. It's clean. I had that motherfucker detailed today. It's rental. But we gonna ride tonight. And I'm gonna find me some hoes. And I'm gonna bring them back to this hotel. And we gonna get this thing going.
The Holiday Inn, huh?
So they say what they say this weekend is. What they say this weekend? Some college shit going on? Oh, my God. I tell you.
I'm like, oh, you know I'm a little slow. It's HU's homecoming. You going down to the homecoming to fuck with some hoes?
Hell yeah. Shit. Hell yeah.
Let me take a minute to make sure I tell all of our callers and all of our listeners how they find me. You can find me on Facebook, Tanisha Boswick. I can't even say my own name at this point. Maybe I've been sucking too much dick. Tanisha Boss Chick Swag Johnson. I post a different position on Facebook every day. And again, all of my positions today were head centered. So I'm about to post a picture now. You guys go to Facebook so y'all can see the picture. It's called the Blazing Saddles. It's a basic head position. The male lays flat on his back. The girl sits on his face. Couple other good head positions. The upside down cupcake. He leans on the wall. He picks her up completely in the air. His head is in her lap. Her feet are on the top of the wall. And she is basically holding her body in the air. Wow. He's a pussy. That's the upside down cupcake. If you guys want to see pictures of the Blazing Saddles and the upside down cupcake, make sure you add me as a friend on Facebook, like right now, like right now. You can also find out more about me and the ladies and my company
going to www.innervixenentertainment. That's spelled INNERVIXENENTERTAINMENT entertainment.com. You'll see pictures of me, you'll see pictures of the girls, and you'll find out what's going on with us, and you'll see what we're performing. And since I'm talking about stripping, about performing, we're going to cue up another song. This song by my boy Camacho here in D.C., another local artist. The song is called Striptease. Enjoy, folks. I'm back. Remember, this is Sex Talk No Chaser with the DMV Vixen live on Philly Shine. Just to let you guys know, early up next is my girl Honest Fire. She's going to be doing her show next from 11 to 12. It's Let's
entertain. Technical difficulties, sorry guys. Oh, let's show off and entertain. Must have been some rock I was drinking earlier. So now back to the sex talk. You still here, Slizzy?
Yes, I am, baby.
Still here. Thank you for hanging in here with me. All right, so since we're discussing head, is that like a call your girls get, like, pretty frequently? Just for a call. How do pimps do it? Well, that's how my company does it. You know, people call in and they request services, and I send them somebody, you know. So how do you guys do it? How often does you get a call or, I guess, a pull-up or whatever the hell you call it? What do you guys call it? Whatever y'all call it. What do y'all, you know, when somebody comes, how often is that, like, the request? Just the blowjob. Just some begging.
You asking me that question?
I am. How often do your girls get that request? Just a blowjob.
All day, every day. All day,
so
every
day.
So
like, is that requested more than pussy?
Yes, it is.
Is that like two separate things for you? Is that a package deal, or you get one and the other without the other one, or can you get just pussy and no head? How often does that happen? How often does that happen? How often does somebody pull up and then be like, come and get the car and just give me some ass? You know? It don't happen too often.
Nah, I know.
Not at all, huh?
Mm-mm.
Yeah, I really get. Actually, let me not talk about what kind of calls I get before we all be on our way to the pen and messing with me. All right. Yeah, we'll all be on our way. All right, folks. All right, so more head. More strip stuff. I told you guys how to find me, but I didn't tell you what my company did. It's the DMV Vixens. We're located here in D.C. You can find us online, like I told you, www.innervictorentertainment.com. A bunch of really, really pretty girls ready to get it in. We've been as far south as Orlando, Florida, as far north as, I guess, Jersey further north than Philly. I'm not even sure. But we've been in Jersey, we've been in Philly, we've been in West Virginia, we've been in North Carolina. We're pretty much anywhere the party is, and we'll go wherever the money is. So if you can afford to see me, I will definitely be there. Back to the show, more head talk. So when was the last time you got some head? Was it? Did you get head today?
Nah, I ain't getting none today. I'm going to get some tonight.
Yesterday.
Huh?
Nah,
I got some yesterday. I got some this morning, too, before I got on the plane, babe.
Which one of you girls got your head this morning?
Kelly. Superstar Kelly.
Superstar Kelly. Did you like it? Is she black girl, white girl?
Oh, no, she Spanish.
Okay, Spanish. So who you think gives better head, black girls, white girls, Spanish girls, and why?
Let me see. I think white girls. Them motherfuckers are just nasty. I tell you, because it's like they just do every motherfucking thing. See, a black bitch, you got to argue with the bitch, fuck with the bitch. Just to do a little simple ass thing and shit. You know what I'm saying? I don't got time for that shit. Now, the position I am now, which the bitch would talk back to me and tell me no.
So, what makes the white girls better?
Because they just willing, they down. They just so fucking excited. God damn. They just fucking awesome, I tell you that.
I'm so mad you said they're just fucking awesome. My black ass is mad you said they're just fucking awesome. Oh, no, so what is the white girl doing that those black girls aren't doing? Maybe we need to step our game up. You know I think I'm damn good at giving head.
Let's see.
I'm giving a head show for a reason. I'm damn good at giving blowjobs. So please explain to me what the white girl's doing better.
Let's see. They do a lot of fucking deep throat. It's like they just practice deep throating and shit. I like that shit. You know what I'm saying? You practice what the fuck you like doing. You know? It's like a job to them. If they ain't doing it right, they ain't going to get paid right. That's how I feel.
That means it is a job for them. That will be why. But if all, I'm sorry, are all white women acting like that?
Let's see.
It is just
let's
white
see.
Women
when
in the business, so white
when
women,
I first started, listen to me. When I first started getting my dicks up, it was all fine, good, and dandy and shit. You know what I'm saying? But, see, when a white girl sucked my dick, she swallowed a cum and every fucking thing. And that just turned me out. I didn't love white women forever. You know what I'm saying? But I still love my black women. You know what I'm saying? They swallowing nut now, too.
Are we?
It's just like a more, it's like a bigger orgasm when she just swallow your cum. You just like, oh, shit. Woo.
So we're learning how to swallow, huh? I'm not a big fan of swallowing, just like I'm not a big fan of not using your hands. I really think that the hands are a requirement, but, yeah, I'm definitely not swallowing no cum.
So why you don't swallow?
Because swallowing is disgusting.
You think it's what it tastes nasty?
I don't know how it tastes. I don't want to taste it. Swallowing is disgusting. I don't recommend swallowing. You don't know what's in that stuff.
You need to try it. You said have breast cancer. So what you doing tonight, Jamila?
You did not just say, what am I doing?
What you doing
you
tonight? Can I see you tonight?
I'm definitely not sucking your dick.
I ain't say all of that. I just want to come to see you again.
No. You put my business in the street?
I just want to come see you again. Cause when you saw me on the street, you know, we had a little talk there, but I want to spend some time with you. Can I buy you a drink?
No, I'm good, honey. I'm good. I'm in TI mode. I'm fancy. I got it. I'm straight. Thank you, though. I got it. I appreciate you offering, though. That was really nice of you. I'm still white women suck a better dick, though. We all know I'm the bomb. I can't believe you said white women suck a better dick. Hold on a minute. Let's get another caller on the line. All right. Welcome, caller number two. Can you hear me?
Hey, what's good? What's good? It's Honest Fire.
Hey, Honest. How are you?
I'm good. Just came in. Check up on Sex Talk with No Chaser.
Thank you. Thank you. Are you saying hello? Don't be rude.
How you doing?
Oh, yeah, don't be rude.
I ain't being rude. I'm just looking out my hotel window and I seen some ass walk past that I like. And just see me on the door.
My ass ain't that big. You can't see it from here.
I ain't talking about your ass. But if you want me to see your ass, yeah, I'll catch you after the show.
Honest, T-H-I-R-E on the internet. I saw a little ass.
I'll make sure I connect you guys on Facebook before he and I get off the phone today. Honest, the show is up next. You should make sure you stay tuned in. Caller, chit-chat. Let's entertain the show off right after me.
Yeah, exactly. Let's entertain the show off. I'm calling to hear about good dick suck techniques because I'm horrible at sucking dick.
Why do you think you're horrible?
Practice.
Why do you think you're horrible?
Because I can't make the guy come from doing it. So I think that's horrible. Aren't you supposed to make him come? Like, I can't do that. Is there any tips that we could give to the lovely Anna Fire? How she can you know what I mean?
Let me tell you what I do. So one more time, I'm a real big fan of hands. The only time my hand is not on it is when I'm deep throating, and I'm a real big fan of deep throat too. If you have trouble with sticking the penis down your throat, I suggest trying Go Deep Oral Sex Mints. You can get them from my store. www.myinnervixen.com. But I'll just send you some. But everybody else, if you're having trouble with, you know, taking in the dick, I don't know why I keep trying to be politically correct. If you're having trouble taking in the dick, if you cannot put the dick in your throat, you can't sit it down. Try some Go Deep Oral Sex Mints. They'll desensitize your throat, and you should be able to fit four of the penis in. Okay? And while
oh,
they're they'll also desensitize him, so it'll keep him from coming a little longer because his sensitivity will be will be limited as well. So, I'm a real big fan of lots of deep throat, lots and lots and lots of saliva, and I jerk while I suck. And then I kind of suck, not like hard, but like I'm trying to suck the cum out. You know what I'm saying? Like, I suck with a purpose.
Y'all listen. Sex, no chaser. Okay, that's right. If you're gonna do it, you gotta do it like you want to do it. You know what I'm saying? And then I used to be a special occasion sucker, so I would only give my man head on like his birthday, Christmas, maybe Thanksgiving, because Black Friday's the next day, and I'm gonna need a lot of gifts. And then one other holiday out of the year, so he would have to pick and choose. He has Valentine's Day because that's a holiday for women.
Oh,
so
damn, that nigga's a bitch.
Shut up. You have to choose between, like, Veterans
Day.
That's
me. I swear, I probably only suck dick once a year or something.
That's right. You
choose. Like once a year. That's a damn shame.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
I need, so I'm gonna get the throat desensitizer, and hopefully I'm not gonna throw up. My throat's gonna be numb, so I could just stuff the whole dick in my mouth.
Okay. Yes, you can take more. Even without the mist, when the head of the dick hits the back of my throat, I just relax. You know, just relax. You're not gonna.
You're not gonna kill yourself.
So just relax. Yeah.
I'm gonna tell y'all. Y'all gotta go into the archives. Y'all gotta go into the archives on Philly Shine Radio, because one of the first topics that we had on the show was, what's your technique in the bedroom? Like, you go in the bedroom, if you do this to your girl, you're making her super wet. And then for the girls, if you do this in the bedroom, you're going to make them super hard. The girl came on the show, and she was just like, I just choke on the dick. So I feel what you're saying. She already said that shit. She was like, I choke on the dick. So that's what the guys like.
Yeah, you just
gotta
take
learn
it
how to control that.
And for people here in the D.C. area who are interested in learning more about proper techniques and dick sucking, again, like I said, I'm a master. I think I'm real good at this. So I'll be teaching a class on November 20th in PG County, in Temple Hills, actually. I'm going
to
be having
definitely
a ladies' night.
Tonight.
We're going to see some nails. I'm sorry?
Definitely going to see you tonight.
It's gonna be ladies' night. We're gonna see some lingerie. We're gonna play some toys. I'm gonna take out some cucumbers, and we're all gonna practice giving good head. Cause I remember some old man told me once that being pretty will get me dinner, but sucking a good dick, I get a bitch married. Hold on, we have another caller. Hey, caller number 3 from 404-547. How are you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
I'm pretty good. Thank you for joining our show.
You're welcome.
Did you want to have some questions or some comments? Go ahead.
Girl, I'm just sitting here laughing at you. That's what I've heard up to this point. But, you know, it sounds like a lot of fun, definitely. And, you know, I'm just mad that, you know, I'm not in the vicinity at the moment, you know.
So where are you calling from?
I'm actually calling from down in Atlanta right now, but I'm from the Maryland, D.C. area.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, hot Atlanta, baby.
You in Atlanta?
You know, it's down here in Atlanta. All kinds of craziness going on down here.
So what's your question for tonight?
My question? Okay, what is it? I would like to ask, what is the number one thing that makes dick sucking so great to a man? I mean, what determines good from bad? What is it that makes it better? What is it that makes it to where a man says, God, that's just the best?
Your lips and your tongue around my motherfucking dick.
Right. But
and the wetness. if a woman's doing it right, it's better than pussy. I take head over pussy any goddamn day of the week.
Right?
If she's doing it right,
Why? Why head over pussy? I'm with you. Why head over pussy? Explain that to us.
Right.
I tell you, if the head is good, sometimes the head is better than the pussy. That's why a lot of dudes just settle for head. That's it.
Okay, so is it the tightness by which, like, if somebody squeezes their mouth around it, a certain tightness, then that, so
yes,
it would have to be, and
yes,
that's what makes it better. That's what I was wondering.
Yes.
You know.
You're right on point. You get extra points from me for that. You just sound like you know what the fuck you be doing.
You know, I'd like to think I know what I'm doing. I'd like to think that I'm a veteran of this
time. I guarantee you don't have no complaints.
I have yet to receive a complaint.
I'm going to have to make
you
a trip to
Atlanta. When we were discussing, race, head by race. What's your race, if you don't mind telling us?
No, I am a Caucasian woman. Caucasian and proud.
That's right.
Caucasian and proud.
Whew.
Gotta love yourself, no matter what.
You know you guys get better head, right? According to Swizzy, like, you guys get better head.
Well,
I'm going
to
put the face of the hole out there.
Right, and that's why, you know, like Becky and, you know, all these old, you know, silly songs. So that's why they have these songs, you know, because they basically imply that, you know, and there probably is a lot of truth to that. I wouldn't doubt that there's a lot of truth to that, but I don't know that that's completely true. I bet there's women that are just, you know, the bomb, the best in all different races, you know.
Very true.
You know what I mean? I bet that, you know, Asian women, black women, white women, Spanish women, I bet that all women are, you know, it just depends on, you just got to know what you're doing, I guess. And but I think you're right when you say, you know, I mean, I thought the way to a man's heart was through his stomach, but I guess that's out the window. You better be able to cook a good dick, huh?
No, we don't need to cook anymore. Cooking one out like 50 years ago.
Hey, a nice meal and a good dick slug is fine with me.
You said because we got to feed you good, too. You play your cards right, maybe later.
Yeah, I'll fix you some beef. I'll make you some beef, you know. I do that too. Do both. But, you know, I definitely, I know there's something that men require, you know, as a woman, and I'm sure you agree as a woman that, you know, we feel like the pressure, like we feel like you can't be with, what man can you be with if you say, well, that's not what I'm going to do, you know?
Yeah, definitely.
You have to. The pressure is on.
I didn't get to catch your name, baby. What's your name?
My name is Corey.
Okay, so you ever ran into a pimp before?
Have I ran into a pimp?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I've had a couple good friends that were actually pimps.
Oh, yeah?
D.C. Yeah, they really were. They really were pimps in D.C. And they're crazy, and I just don't even know. It's just off the chain. It really is. But, you know, yeah, I was talking to a friend of mine earlier. That's what he used to do, but not anymore. You know, you get old, you grow out of that stuff, you know, you have kids, whatever else you're doing. But, you know. So, yeah, no, I have. For sure. You go to enough clubs in D.C., you'll run into a couple.
Oh, well, I'm about to hit those tonight.
You are? If you run into, you know, I guess, you know, you head on down to Love Nightclub or, you know, Love. What's some other? I've been home in a while back up there. It's been 2 years, so what's some other good clubs now? I don't know.
Here,
oh,
Corey,
okay.
Help me figure out where you can go get your pimp on at.
You know,
okay.
I'm trying to figure out when I come back home for a visit, where can I go get my pimp on, you know?
Okay.
I mean, there's plenty of places down here in Atlanta. You guys might need to come on down here to Atlanta, really.
I know. I feel you, Corey.
Come on down to Atlanta.
I do gotta make me a trip, man. So when I come to town,
I'll tell you that.
When I do come to town, I'm hitting Magic City first, and they gonna know. Pimp Izzy is in the house.
Okay. So you're going to roll through Strokers. You got to roll through Strokers. You know, a couple of the other spots. You know, there's a lot of,
cool
spots.
Believe me, a pimp know where all the spots at in Atlanta.
You know what? You don't even need me to tell you. It's just automatic. It's just,
I don't give a fuck where a pimp from. He going to know all the spots in Atlanta if he ain't never been there.
Exactly. You're right. Yeah, you're right.
He ain't never been there.
It's like ESP or something. Just comes natural.
So have you ever been a pimp? You ever had a pimp?
Have I ever had one?
Mm-hmm.
No, I'm a pimp strip. I'm going to pimp you before you pimp
okay.
me.
Oh,
thank you, Corey.
So you're a motherfucking boss. So you're a boss like Camille. Camille keeps telling me she's the motherfucking boss.
Camille is the
motherfucking
boss.
Baby.
Don't get it twisted. Don't you dare get it twisted.
She's the boss, but I'm the motherfucking boss.
It costs to be the boss. Sure.
I'm sorry. Go ahead, Corey.
No, I'm just going to say, my friend would always say, pimping ain't easy, but somebody's got to do it.
Very, very, very true. Very true. All right, so
I already
know this is my first show. I should have gave you guys the call-in number earlier. I'm so sorry. Guess you can call in the number 669-290-172. If we're friends on Facebook or Twitter, then you already saw that. Again, the number is 646-929-0172. And we will be back. Well, at least I will be back. And I think Susie's to call back and join us again. Hopefully Corey will call us again as well. We'll be back on next Thursday, same time, 10 p.m. to 11 p.m. for Sex Talk No Chaser with the DMV Vixens and maybe Pimp Slizzy. right after me, make sure you guys stay tuned. I'm going to be host Honest Fire. And shout out to Honest. This is her network. I got on this network because of Honest. Thank you so much. But her show's up next. It's going to air from 11 to 12 tonight. It's called Let's Entertain and Show Off. Come get the celebrity treatment. It's for all you local artists that are looking for a good place to share your music. Definitely a great networking opportunity, especially for my friends here in D.C. who are artists. It's a good way to get your music heard by people in other areas because, again, the show is based out of Philly. Before we sign off, we're going to play About Them Dollars by Jay one more time by my boy Geronimo. This is going to be my intro song from now on. So next week when you guys hear us, it's going to be this song played first. Here it is one more time, Geronimo Jones, About Them Dollars, and then we'll be right back to sign off.
Ice cube, I know it's all about the bridge.
All right, we're back to close out the show. Again, I'm Camille, and you have just listened to Sex Talk No Chaser with the DMV Vixens live on Philly Shine. Up next is host Honest Fire on her show, Let's Entertain and Show Off. It's a place for artists to network. So unsigned artists, if you have music, make sure you listen into the show and talk to Honest so you can see about getting your stuff on the show. You can network with people outside of your area. That's the best way to get known, making sure you network with other people. Hey, Slivy, you still here? All right, maybe he's already hung up. Thank you so much for joining in and listening to my show tonight. I'll be back on Thursday from 10 p.m. to 11 p.m. Next week topic, let's do anal sex. Again, just like swallow and cum, I think anal sex is just nasty. Maybe I see one of them guidebooks, anal sex for dummies or something like that. But we'll definitely discuss anal sex and anal bees and anal lube. Matter of fact, I got a package of, tush ease, in the mail today from my supplier. So we'll discuss all of that stuff. Thank you guys so much for tuning in, and we will talk to you again on Thursday. Make sure y'all have plenty of sex going forward, and catch Facebook, Tanisha Bosswick, Boss Chick Swag Johnson. We're going to continue the discussions on Facebook, so I'll see you guys there. Thanks.